When we met, I think you were making about £1,000 a month passive income from your two buy-to-lets.
Yes, that's correct.
Now you're making £3,800. And over the last sort of 10 months since you've been on the academy, how many properties have you acquired to your portfolio?
Four.
Excellent.
Doing it the traditional way will take for years.
You can't wait for every traffic light to be on green before you leave the house.
I don't know how you draw these lovely people, but I've met anybody that I can say I don't like. Everyone's amazing. Best piece of advice would be get the education. Rome wasn't built in a day.
You're going to have problems all the way.
This is going to work, and I have to make it work, and it will work.
You think when you find a deal, all your problems are going to be over because you found a deal? No, your problems are just beginning.
If you work with other people, you can reach your goals a lot faster. Opportunities only come but once.
Sandra Reed, international property investor and developer, financially free, and been in the game for how many years? 20?
20 plus.
20 plus years. It sounds very impressive.
Thank you.
What was your background of property? When we met, you had like two houses.
So background really is my father. He was a property investor, developer.
Yeah.
He helped a lot of people to develop his houses or their houses in Jamaica. So I kind of watched his growth. He owned a lot of houses in the Brixton area. So every time with my children, I'll say, your granddad owned that.
Wow.
Because he had quite a big portfolio in Brixton. So
it's in the blood, property investment.
It's in the blood. It's taken me a bit of time, but yeah, it's in the blood.
So you started getting into property, buying houses. What was the problem? What was the challenge? What took you so long before things started? Because now you've got a lot of properties, you're controlling lots of properties, things are going well, you're a full-time investor. But for like 20 years, you were just struggling with property.
I was struggling, I think, because I was working, I'm trying to run a business. I started my business as a virtual PA, I think 12 years ago. And so I started doing that. The first house that I bought, I just rented it out when I lived abroad. I lived in Bermuda and Jamaica for a period of time. And that's how I started renting out that property. Never returned. The thing that I did, which wasn't good, and I've learned from you now, is that I was borrowing to pay off other debts. Mm-hmm. And so the investment that I had started to get less and less.
Yeah.
So when I actually really wanted to borrow to purchase another property a few years ago, we had to extend the lease, which cost like 50 odd thousand pounds. So that kind of wiped out trying to buy another property and kind of start from there, lending from the equity to start purchasing. So that kind of slowed us down and got a bit frustrated.
As someone that's been in the game for a long time and your father, who was a successful property investor and developer, what do you think about when people say, forget all the creative strategies like rent to rents and lease options and deal selling, that's all nonsense. Just work hard, save money and buy a house, which is what you were effectively doing. What do you think of the traditional slow and steady way of just buying houses and accumulating them with the savings from your job?
That will take years.
Yeah.
It will take years and years for you to do that.
Which is what you were attempting to do.
Yeah, which is what I was attempting to do. It will take years. So what I've learned now is to borrow other people's money to be able to increase and also work with other people, JV, because you can't do everything on your own. So definitely doing it the traditional way will take for years.
Because if you think about it, if you need 25% as a deposit and the average house is 300 grand, that's 75 grand. And that doesn't take into account stamp duty, legals. So best part of 100 grand to buy a house.
Absolutely.
And you had two, and you were making, when we met, I think you were making about £1,000 a month passive income from your two buy-to-lets.
Yes, that's correct.
Now you're making 3,800 from your other properties.
Yes.
So talk to me, how did we meet? How did you change your strategy? What happened?
Okay, so I recall, I think 2021, I believe. I don't know how you came up. You popped up on YouTube and I saw the live course you was doing. And I thought, okay, this is interesting. I thought I was going to be bored. And I was mesmerized. I was just, I think it's 10 o'clock in the morning. And it went right back till 10 o'clock at night. And I was like mesmerized. It was just really interesting. You just gave it a lot of energy. It was interesting. And then I thought, okay, well, what's going to be my next step? I need to find out a bit more about, because actually being out of property, although I was in property, I wasn't really concentrating on increasing my portfolio. I was doing other things. And then COVID came. And so I thought, well, what do I need to do now to educate myself? I don't know what's going on in the property game at the moment. So going on your course at the time was great. And then I decided to do your course where you come to your house. And I thought that would be the best way to start, because then you would be able to guide me and tell me what I need to do. And then I started the course. I went on the HMO, the boot camp one. I went on in Birmingham. And I decided to purchase a course. I just thought, okay, I'm going to do this. This is going to work, and I have to make it work, and it will work. And I just love the energy. I love the course. I love the people. I loved meeting different people. It was amazing, honestly. And I've been working from home for a long time, so I haven't really been out and about. And I thought, I need to come out of my comfort zone now and really get out and about and meet different people, because I can't run a business from home and not meet people. So that was one of the reasons why it forced me to come out of my comfort zone. It forced me to go out every month to attend your courses, the live sessions. So.
And then when you registered for a bunch of different courses, you ended up joining the Academy.
Yes.
Which is 12 months of mentoring and support. Yeah. How did you afford to go on all those courses? Because they're not cheap, you know, they're not like £100. It's like thousands of pounds. How did you afford to get the finance in place?
The bounce back loan came in very handy.
Okay, so you got a loan.
Yeah.
Went on the courses. We're not worried. We're not thinking like, I've got to pay back this loan at some point. What happens if it doesn't work?
No, I don't think negative like that. I never think negative. It has to work. If I've taken the time to spend the money, then I have to make it work for me.
So, and what's the experience been like? How's it been like working with me and the team over the last year or so?
It's been fantastic. The support has been there. Coming to the courses, I've learned a lot. It's important to have the right education, because there's good, there's do's and don'ts in any business. So it's great to know what you can do from what you can't do. Because I'm a believer to do things properly. I like to do things properly the right way.
And over the last sort of 10 months since you've been on the Academy, how many properties have you acquired to your portfolio?
Four.
Excellent. So you doubled it.
Yeah.
And how much, you were making £1,000 a month from property. How much are you making now?
So it's roughly about 3,800.
3,800 in total. So you've added an extra 2,800 approximately onto your portfolio.
Yeah.
And now you're full-time in property?
Yes.
How does it feel?
Great. Love it.
What does an average day look like for Sandra?
An average day. I suppose it's managing all the properties, making sure that they're all running okay, checking emails, getting tenants in, advertising, going to the SA if I need to, and make sure that the sheets are changed, although I don't have to do that anymore. I did in the beginning. So I've now got someone that manages two of those properties, the SAs. I'm currently hoping to get another one, of which is going to be local to me, so I'll manage that one. Life is very busy. I've actually got another project coming, which is a family project, which is a loft conversion. That's going to start next month. So my head's...
And you're doing stuff now in the Caribbean.
Yes.
In fact, we spent a couple of weeks in the Caribbean last month.
Yes, we did.
You know, hanging out, doing different things. So we've got a lot of stuff in the background in the Caribbean. But now, you know, you're financially independent.
Yes.
Making a good income. What have been the areas that you've been working in terms of your property portfolio?
Okay, I remember the advice from you when I first came to your house and you said, oh, just do your area.
Yeah.
And so that is what I tried to do, but I've been finding it very difficult because London's expensive. So I've actually gone all over the place. That wasn't the strategy, but I've got Liverpool, two in Liverpool, one in Canterbury, another in London. So I'm a bit all over the place. But
okay.
I thought if I'm going to sit and wait for London, it might never happen. So just to take the opportunities and run with it.
And how do you find the management side of things when you've got properties in Liverpool? What happens if there's a problem or an issue? How do you deal with it?
So I've got a management company who has been in the Academy, who has now set up his own management company. So he has an invested interest as well, because he has his own SAs. So he's actually managing those two SAs for me.
That's the thing, right? It's all about team, isn't it? So when we're in the Caribbean for a couple of weeks, you know, we need to make sure that everything's all systemized and set up in the UK.
Yeah.
So what tips would you give to people in terms of finding managers, finding cleaners? Because that's part of the difficult part, right? People think the hard bit is getting the deal. When people say to me, I can't find a deal. It's like, you think when you find a deal, all your problems are going to be over because you found a deal. No, your problem is just beginning. Then the next problem is going to be, oh, now I need to stage the property and get the furniture. And then the next problem is going to be, now I can't find a good team to manage it. You're going to have problems all the way.
Definitely.
And that's why you need to be trained, and you need good connections, and you need mentors, and you need communities. You know, you're on the mastermind every week.
Yes.
If you've ever got a problem, you shout it out and everyone pulls in to help. And that's what it's about. So what advice could you give people in terms of management systems, procedures, to give them the best head start when they get started in property?
Having the knowledge, number one, having the knowledge to know what you need to do if problems do arise. We have a community of people that have different levels of experience. To lean on them, ask for advice and get support within the community, because most of the people are either doing it themselves or want to do it. So if you network with other people, they may be able to find you cleaners, they might be able to find you management, a management company, which is what I did. I just worked within the community to get the management company. And if they have an invested interest already, then 9 times out of 10, then you should be okay that they will look after you as well. So yeah, just work within your community to help you find all the different teamwork of people that can help support your business. Because I think you have to let go. You can't do everything yourself.
Yeah.
I've done some of the work myself. I know what I need to do. I know no one can't fool me or pull the wool over my eyes. So now I can hand it over and feel quite comfortable that, okay, well, where's the link to the property? And check for myself how many times it's been booked and so forth. So when I get a report every month, then... you know, I feel comfortable.
And your properties are mostly HMOs?
So I've got 2 HMOs and 2 SAs.
Okay, cool.
And 2 buy-to-lets.
So 6 properties in total.
Yeah.
That's incredible. Yeah, and stuff going on in Jamaica.
Yeah.
So what would you say is been the hardest thing about, like, getting your properties, finding the landlords, the whole business? What's been the hardest aspect?
I think it's just being consistent, because sometimes life can drag you to do other things. So just really trying to be consistent all the time, which is not always easy, to make the phone calls to the landlords and doing your research and finding the properties. I think for me, the hardest has been consistency. I've had a few issues with landlords where they've just been unpredictable. So I've always found a comfort in calling the helpline or the mentorship and getting advice from the team, just so it makes me know that I'm doing the right thing.
Yeah.
I've not found anything difficult. Maybe it's my personality. I really can't say I found anything difficult. I just roll with things. I don't ever think things are going to stop me from moving to the next level.
Yeah. Yeah, you have a challenge and you might think, oh, I need to
call a mentor. I just get on with it. I don't moan or whatever to people. If I've got a challenge, I know that I can call the mentorship and say, okay, this is my issue. What do I need to do? That's it. I just don't worry about things. I just do what I need to do and roll. Yeah.
I think that's a lot of people's problems. They over worry about things. They're worrying about problems that have never happened. Some people say to me, what do you do in the situation that this happens and the tenant does this? I'm thinking, has that happened to you? They go, no. I'm like, well, why are you worried about it?
Yeah.
What you want to do is you want to crack on with your business, and then when a problem arises, then figure out how to fix
Absolutely.
It.
Absolutely.
Because you can't necessarily be prepared for every single eventuality.
Absolutely.
You can't wait for every traffic light to be on green before you leave the house.
Absolutely.
You know. Absolutely. So talk to me about the importance of people around you that are also doing deals and are successful, because we really believe in the Academy that environment is really important.
That is very important, because if someone else is doing, we're all doing well in our own way, but we will always think, oh, well, they're doing better than us. Or how come I haven't had my time yet? You know, I've had the little thought in my head and I'm thinking, no, Sandra, things will come to you in your time. It's just to put yourself out there. Do go to the networking events every month if you can. Speak to people, which I don't often do. I must admit, I kind of stick to the people that I know. And I know that's just me. And I need to come out of my comfort zone a bit more. But just to really keep in contact with your community, with me, friends and family. Apart from my husband and my children, I don't really converse outside of that when it comes to property and what I'm doing. So very important to stick with those people that are doing the same thing as you, because you want to aspire to those people as well, like yourself. I want to aspire to be able to do what you're doing.
Yeah.
It's very important to have a circle of friends that are doing what you're doing, because you have an invested interest in each other.
I mean, your husband's amazing. I know he did the training with you.
Yes.
And he's your business partner, your husband, your kids as well are amazing. You've got 2 children. You said that some of the other people in your family, you don't really speak to them about business. Why is that?
I mean, my mum's elderly. She understands, you know, but she's She's almost 90. So I speak to her about what I'm doing. My brother, well, we kind of are JVing together with the overseas project. But I just, it's just how I am. I just found a lot of jealousy over the years growing up within my circle of people. So I just kind of keep to myself.
Yeah.
And kind of just focus on those people that are doing the same as me because they understand your journey.
Have you made a lot of friends within the academy?
I have.
Good friends?
I have good friends. I don't know how you draw these lovely people, but I've met anybody that I can say I don't like. Everyone's amazing that I have met.
Yeah. You also, you sold your first deal. When did you sell your first deal?
In 2019.
Okay, yeah. Tell me about that.
That was a house in Brixton. I think it was a four or five bedroom house. It was really dilapidated. And I did the leaflet dropping, wrote letters and on bright coloured paper and just sent them around houses that had for sale signs. 9 times out of 10, I always get called. So I got the call, this gentleman, his mother died, passed away, passed the house on to him and his siblings, and they want to get rid of. So I went round there. It was in a really bad state. At the time, I just started my journey and me and the estate agent hit it off. And he said, oh yes, Sandra, I do have an investor who would be interested in buying because he buys all the properties in that area. And that's how it went. He took the house and we split the fee 50-50. I think I got $6,000. I think it was 600 and something K we sold the house for.
Nice.
So it was a $12,000 fee and then split it with the estate agent and I got my share.
What are your plans then now within property? You've got a bunch of rent-to-rents, you've got some buy-to-lets. Where are you moving now? You've got the stuff that we're doing in the Caribbean. What's the plan?
So the plan is this year to definitely buy. I don't think I want to increase on my rent-to-rent. I'm negotiating one now. I'd like to purchase now, do BRR. Definitely, yeah. That's the way to go. So
what do you think the best thing about rent-to-rent is? Because you mentioned that you don't necessarily want to scale it. Mm. One of the things I think is great about rent-to-rents is that it will give you the ability to go full-time in property.
Yes.
And you've not got to worry about money. You've got your bills covered. You've got maybe 3, 4, 5 rent-to-rents. That's what I think the best thing about rent-to-rent is, giving you that time freedom initially.
Yes.
What about yourself? What are the pros and cons to doing rent-to-rents?
The pros are, as you said, you get the cash flow coming in from each property. The cons will be that, you know, you might have signed a 2-year or 5-year agreement, but the landlord might change their mind and decide to take the property back. So whereas you've got this income coming in, they could then turn around and say they don't want to do the deal anymore. Or there's only a limit to what you can do to the house. You don't want to spend loads and loads of money on a house that isn't yours.
Yeah.
So you're limited to what you can do to put your own self, I guess, your own ideas into a property. But I think it's great. It's helped me. And not to say that I wouldn't increase. I just want to focus on a property that I know it's mine, but like I own it.
It served its purpose.
Yeah.
It's got you to the point where you're financially free.
Yeah.
You're full-time in property.
Yeah.
And now you're looking to really build and scale.
Yeah.
And how are you going to do that? What's your plan?
So yeah, just to look at auctions and look in the cheapest areas, maybe JV, possibly JV with somebody so it increases the property that we can purchase together. And yeah, maybe get 2 or 3 by the end of the year.
Nice, love that. So use other people's money, grow your network,
yes,
but also continue to increase your cash flow.
Yes.
What would be your best piece of advice to people that are wanting to, maybe they've been in property for 20 years like you, but they're wanting to really scale up their cash flow and become financially free? What would be your best piece of advice?
Best piece of advice would be to get the education, because Rome wasn't built in a day and we don't know everything. Doesn't matter how young or old we are. Always get the education and do things the right way. And yeah, work with other people, because I think as people, we tend to want to work and do things and get the claim for ourselves. But actually, if you work with other people, you can reach your goals a lot faster. So JVing, using other people's money to help you excel further to the next level, definitely. But definitely education. Get the education and work with other people.
And what was it that made you agree to come and sit down on Winners on a Wednesday? Because I've been asking you for a few months now, what was it that made you say, you know what, I'm going to do it?
Opportunities only come but once. And so we have to grasp every opportunity that comes, because you might not want to come and knock on my door again.
Yeah.
So I thought, okay, let's do it, Sandra. Just put everything aside. let's do it. And you've achieved enough. You've not achieved all your goals yet, obviously, but if it inspires somebody, then I've done my job.
Well, I'm sure you will. And I think you've done an incredible job.
Thank you.
And I'm really looking forward to seeing you continue to prosper, continue to build, continue to win. And I really appreciate you coming and sharing your story.
Thank you very much. It's been a pleasure being here.